I think that the majority of these projects are flimflam. I think they're vaporware. You have to wonder in a year whether you don't just see a crash in the pricing of Blackwell GPUs, if indeed all of them even get installed. The current conversion of hyperscalers, the big tech companies like Meta, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, they've gone from these asset-light cash machines to asset-heavy behemoths rolling around in their own filth, ever building construction. I'm not sure where the real economy is here. You've got GPUs being sold for data centers that aren't getting built. You've got data centers being built for customers that can't pay for them. You've got an industry claiming it's the biggest, most hugest thing ever. But when you look at the actual user numbers, pathetic.
On the Tech Report with me today is writer of Where's Your Edat and the host of the Better Offline podcast, Ed Zitron. Thanks for coming on again.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. I read your newsletter on Tuesday and it painted a pretty damning picture of their AI build-out. Between data centers, construction figures kind of on one side, and then the power that kind of isn't there for the most part anyway. Let's start off with the fact that only a third of the US data center pipeline is currently being built. Do you think that the build out has hit a physical ceiling in terms of what they're able to make in one go, or is there simply just not enough consumer demand for AI at the moment to motivate faster building?
Little of column A, little of column B. So here are the numbers. My estimate is there is only about 3 gigawatts of critical IT load, so GPUs and the associated bits and bobs, installed in the US in 2025. Sightline Climate, however, found that there's somewhere between 190 and 240 gigawatts of capacity being built as in announced, but only 5 gigawatts are actually under construction worldwide. So perhaps this is, I don't know if this is demand related, but I think it's reality related in the sense that construction is hard. The concept of a hyperscale data center, so something over 50 megawatts, is only a few years old. Like you don't really have actually 100 megawatt data centers, you have campuses of smaller ones. But even then, very new concept. The reality is that construction is hard and building for data centers for AI is very difficult because of the cooling requirements. The bigger they are, the more heat that needs to be got rid of. It's very difficult to do. But also, I think there's some dodgy stuff happening. I think that there's dodgy building happening because you're talking like 200 odd gigawatts. There's only 5 gigawatts that's actually being constructed. Sightline said that 16 gigawatts is meant to come on this year. I think that the majority of these projects are flimflam. I think they're vaporware. And I actually, in my premium this week, I went into it. I looked up some of the biggest projects in the entirety of America. And almost all of them that I found were either not under construction, had only just broken ground, or literally didn't exist. Fermi America, 11 gigawatt build out in Amarillo, Texas, for example. Crazy stat. 11 gigawatts, they were meant to be getting up and running sometime in 2026, except as of February 2026, the whole thing is stopped because they didn't have the funding or the permitting. That is a publicly traded stock. Fermi America. Stargate Abilene, 2 buildings out of 8 are built, was meant to be done at the end of 2026, then the middle of 2026, sorry, the end of 2025, middle of 2026, end of 2026. It's not going to be done before 2027. In fact, I don't even think it gets done at all. I think the whole thing's a crock of nothing. Port Washington, Wisconsin, they have managed to put up, and I'm not kidding, as of a month ago, a single steel beam. Just one. The picture's great. The head of infrastructure at OpenAI posted it. It's just 3 blokes standing around a single steel beam with a bloke walking up to it. I grew up in West London. I've seen a lot of these projects. A lot of blokes standing around with their hands on their hips going, oh, mate. Oh, I don't know how you're going to get a GPU in there, mate. It's going to need another month to build that, mate. Yeah, I think what it is that you've got a lot of construction money sloshing around and going nowhere. In America, only about $28 billion was spent on data center construction last year for what is meant to be hundreds of gigawatts worth. Power is definitely a bottleneck, but the actual real bottleneck is just reality. These things take a long while to build. I don't think they're fully capitalized. And I think we're going to see in the next year or two just announcement after announcement of these things getting canned.
Can you just explain, you go into absorption in your newsletter, can you just explain a little bit about what that is in this context of the, particularly the flimflam that you're talking about?
So absorption is data centers that come online and produce revenue. And CBRE, they said about 2.5 gigawatts worth got absorbed in 2025 in America in the 8 largest markets, which account for most data center capacity. I went around looking for the rest of the markets. You've got growing markets like Southern Virginia, Columbus, Ohio. And what's funny is, when I looked it up, lots of people were like, well, if you don't include those, it's not the full amount. Except I could find very little actual stuff that got built there. Tons of announced stuff. If you count all of the announced data centers, you could cover the entire country in future laser tag arenas. It's ridiculous. Absorption is the only number that matters, though, because when you hear under construction can mean literally everything from a single steel beam to a near complete building. And these companies, they like to mislead people. You saw it with Stargate Abilene in particular. They'll say, it's come online. When they say it's come online, click through to the article and make sure they're not just talking about one bit of it coming online, because that's always the case. So absorption is the only real measure of AI build-out. You hear an announcement of a data center, think 2 or 3 or 4 years in the future, because I can't find a single data center project announced last year or even in 2024 that appears to have been finished.
Even if everything was on time, what about the power? Because you mentioned it a second ago that about 60% of the data centers that are being built don't even really have a power source for them ready. So that's not just that they've basically just connected the wires up, but there's nothing to even turn them on.
And it's a bit worse than that as well, because they, and all of these articles about power have such weasel wording. Long story short, 60% of the data centers just don't have an answer for where the power is coming from. That does not mean that the 40% actually has power. It just means that they've signed contracts with power suppliers, theoretically. 60% of them are just like, yeah, we're going to build it. We'll work out the power later. Yee-haw. We don't need to bother. We don't need to worry about these things. You've got a lot of people claiming they're also going to do behind the meter, which is just their own power. And let me tell you, if I was building something right now and I was using liquefied natural gas, I'd be a little bit concerned that I think Saudi Arabia called force majeure, just saying that they can't supply people. It will take 3 to 5 years to restore the availability of natural gas to where it was before the war in Iran. So yeah, just good luck to those guys. But nevertheless, that 60% is an insane figure. It's just like a bunch of people that are like, yeah, we'll work it out in the future. How? Where? Like, what do you mean? Power is so... these data centers are not getting built even before the power issues. You get to this point where when you really think about it, none of this is real. Like, they're talking about they can't build the data centers, they don't have the power. When asked about the power, they're just like, nah, yeah, you know, we'll work it out, mate. It'll be sometime in the future. But they're not working it out. The power is not getting built to even like 10% of what's necessary. And even if it does come online, that doesn't mean the power's getting to the data center.
I did some math recently that for a gigawatt of power, if you were to just build a solar farm next to your data center, it would be about somewhere between 7 and 10 square miles, which is massive. You'd need, I think, Manhattan to produce about 2 gigawatts. Mm-hmm. So if we think about the time it's going to take to build all of these things and the power question, which is just there, what's happening to all of the insane amounts of GPUs, which are just kind of waiting, I presume?
I don't know. I'm going to be completely honest, though I worked it out that it takes about 6 months to install a single quarter of NVIDIA GPUs. So about 2 years for every year's worth of sales at this current rate. And NVIDIA is saying they're going to sell even more of these bloody things. I don't know where they're going. I don't know whether they've gone anywhere. I don't know if they're sitting where. I think they're sitting in a warehouse in Taiwan inside Foxconn or Quanta or Wirion or Wistron, who are these ODMs, original device manufacturers. So when Microsoft builds a data center, they don't just get the GPUs themselves, put them in their own servers. They buy a server fully built from Quanta or Foxconn, also known as Honhai Precision. That's a good company name. So these companies are probably the ones holding the GPUs, if they've even left NVIDIA's warehouses, because you can, on an accountancy basis, do something called a transfer of ownership. You can say, sign paper here, these are yours, even though they've never left my warehouse. As long as, and there's nothing illegal about that, like this happens all the time, like especially with like very like quick manufacturing. In this case, it's peculiar. And I think the most peculiar thing is by this point, I don't know if we've even installed all the GPUs sold in 2024. We don't know where they are. And the capacity has not come online, even globally, to really cover these sales. It's very unclear what's actually going on. And I don't know, I just get this feeling at some point something has to break with NVIDIA. Like, I don't think they're doing anything dodgy other than their GPUs somehow making it to China. I think that they are just pre-ordering these bloody things. And people are just saying, yeah, here's my credit card, go nuts. Or here's a procurement form, we'll wire you the money. I think with NVIDIA, what it's going to come down to is something will slow at some point, but if any of their customers have the ability to cancel orders, they are quadruple buggered. They are absolutely screwed, because if people can just pull back their orders, it's over. I just think that it's really weird that NVIDIA always beats and raises as well, because if you look around the AI industry, no one else is really making money other than them and the RAM manufacturers and the storage manufacturers. No one, like, the AI companies don't have a ton of demand that would suggest that they need all that compute. OpenAI only had 2 gigawatts of compute last year. I'm just really beginning to wonder what the reality is, what the actual fundament of the AI bubble really is, because it doesn't appear to be like masses of revenue other than for NVIDIA, for GPUs that we do not have the physical capacity to install.
Doing some basic maths, if you've got 6 months to install a quarter of GPUs, by the time you're installing the last one, it's already 2 years since you bought it. So, like, yes. Why is anybody buying GPUs right now? If it takes so long to get them installed, aren't people just kind of buying expensively built warehouses full of scrap metal that they're going to kind of have to pay to recycle anyway?
That is a bloody good question. I mean, there are Blackwell GPUs going online. Like, that, we know that Blackwell is available. We have seen you can get them on all sorts of different providers. How much is a good question. And the price is already kind of coming down on them, which is a worrying sign. My question is, and NVIDIA does a yearly upgrade cycle. So by the time you get your Blackwells in, you've got Vera Rubin. It's like, ugh, I don't want these stinky Blackwell chips no more. Throw them in the bin. I don't need them. I got Vera Rubin. But by the time you, if you buy Vera Rubin when it comes out, ugh, I don't want Vera Rubin. I got the new thing. At some point, to your point, yeah, it is kind of silly. The only devil's advocate thing could be is like, oh, they're actually installing them in old data centers. But because of the racks they use, the Oberon racks, you can't install them in old data centers. So you either have to gut them or build a new one. But I've looked around like CoreWeave, Core Scientific, Applied Digital, Equinix, all of them. The capacity isn't coming online on the big providers. So is this just 310 megawatt data centers? Like, is this just very small smatterings of them? Where are these things going? At some point, something has to break. And the yearly upgrade cycle is going to kill people at some point. I mean, Microsoft made a comment last year that, oh, they're waiting out this cycle or something. Satya Nadella was quite cloak and dagger about it. The cover story with Stargate Abilene was, oh, they didn't want to extend because of Vera Rubin. All of this stinks. It's quite stinky. There's something up here because you've got so much money in one bit, but elsewhere not that much. And when you go looking, when you actually really try and find data centers full of these things, it's kind of hard to do. Especially at scale.
One thing that I've kind of realized that nobody's talking about in we talk about the shelf life and then it's 3 years, but then what happens to that card afterwards? Because what is the plan to, I presume, recycle all of these cards? And then the second part to the question is, what does this kind of mean for companies like CoreWeave who have been using GPUs to back their debt? Because if we're going to have a massive amount of GPUs that may never make it even into the racks to be used, then being scrapped, that's surely gonna really make paying back that kind of impossible.
The perfect domain tells your brand story. Grab it now on Wix and go from what if to what's next. Turn your ideas into a living site with tools that move with you on a platform that brings it all together. Put your name on it. Go to Wix Domains.
At a time when the price of tools and everything else only seems to go up, Harbor Freight is working hard to keep prices down. Harbor Freight. Unbeatable deals right now at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale. Don't miss out.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing with CoreWeave as well is funny because they barely brought 300, 400 megawatts of capacity on last year. Like these companies, these neoclouds, they need to bring on way more capacity than they are because that's the only way they make these giant deals. And the way they work, CoreWeave, for example, is they get a big contract from an OpenAI or a Meta or what have you, and then they say, hey, bankers, look, Meta agreed or OpenAI agreed to pay me all this money. Lend me money so that I can build a data center so they can pay me. It's why you've got like giant piles of deferred revenue that they can't eat into yet. Except it kind of looks like they're using it to build some data centers too, which is a bad sign because they're going to need that revenue to run the company. So yeah, you have to wonder in a year whether you don't just see a crash in the pricing of Blackwell GPUs if indeed all of them even get installed. I don't know what happens. It's so weird. We've never had anything like this in Silicon Valley history. In the dot-com bubble, yeah, we had unused fiber, but fiber is wire in the ground. Fiber lasts for 15, 20 years. Yes, you need expensive interchange racks and such to use it, but you don't need billions of dollars worth, and it doesn't require massive CapEx investment to make it work. Same deal was during the dot-com bubble, there was a lot of old servers that people were able to use. That still, again, the scale was nothing like this. With CoreWeave, and neoclouds like Nebius and N-Scale, who was apparently building a data center in Loughton. God, I've been out of England for too long. They're going to kill me in the comments for that one. but out in Loughton, they have a data center they're meant to be building for Microsoft. It's the Guardian found out it's just a pile of scrap metal. It's just, every time you try and look for like a physical thing, they're like, oh, it's just a warehouse. Oh, it's just a thing. In Denton, Texas, where Corey was allegedly building a data center, they just finally built the final bit of it, I think. They claimed it was delayed because of weather, but when you actually went and looked, the weather was awfully dry at the time. It's just all very bizarre. This is meant to be the AI revolution. Why is it that I can't find anything real?
Even if we put aside sort of this vague, inevitable sense that AI will have to pay off eventually to make all of this make sense, I mean, aren't we going to be looking at just a huge pile of unused GPUs anyway because the data centers can't be built quick enough to make them useful?
I mean, that has to be the case because if they're getting digested into the market, so installed at such a snail-like pace, there has to be an overage, because if the power definitely isn't getting built in time, the data centers aren't getting built in time, there's already a backlog of GPUs waiting to be installed. The question is, at what point do people decide that it's bloody stupid to keep doing it? And with the problem in Iran, the whole war in Iran that America's causing for seemingly no reason at this point or before, it's only going to increase the cost of debt. And we're already kind of seeing this in Japan. The treasury bond rate's going up. They're worrying about debt costs there. SMBC and MUFG are the two largest data center backers, two Japanese banks. At some point, the debt is going to run out, and NVIDIA's not going to have anywhere to go. Not going to have any sales. So it really comes down to, if we go two more quarters and NVIDIA keeps growing, I'm suspicious that something weird is going on. Because the money at this point is just coming without any real output. These data centers aren't getting built. I genuinely think it takes 2 years minimum to build a data center of anything over like 100 megawatts. It sure seems to be at least a year. Isn't really clear how fast even a 100 megawatt one gets built. At that rate, we're going to be installing Blackwell into 2027. What's the point? And if these things keep selling, is this just NVIDIA looting hyperscalers? Is this hardware guys conning software guys? Is this just economic hysteria? Are these things actually going anywhere as well? I feel like I'm going around in circles because there really isn't a good answer. You talk to the boosters about this and they're like, oh, they are actually being installed. Just like complete, like, no, you're right. Nah, the classic nuh-uh school of thinking. But I don't know. I just have to wonder what happens next because the demand isn't there either. So you're going to have these data centers going online with really no one to use them other than hyperscalers, OpenAI, or Anthropic. At some point, though, reality has to happen and someone's going to need a check for actual money. And I mean, the thing I mentioned with Fermi America is probably a sign of what you'll see happen. The moment the actual cash stops coming, builders will stop working. Those builders that are actually working. So that'll be one of the signs. But I just wonder when Nvidia is going to stumble, because they have to, because at some point, if they go on another 2-3 quarters of beating and raising estimates, who are they sitting? Like, where are the GPUs going? Because they always sell more. They always sell more and more and more, and they're always more expensive. To whom? To where? I don't know. These are all the kind of reasonable questions you'd expect from the finance media, but I don't see them being asked.
You mentioned consumer figures, and what about when you factor in that the end customer isn't paying for AI at the rate that it costs, at the very least? I mean, in particular, if we think about OpenAI killing Sora and taking away its and walking away from its $1 billion deal from Disney, it clearly was burning too much money. But it does kind of indicate that there is also not enough people willing to pay enough money for AI to make sense. Unless, of course, you look at the AI startup market, which is heavily funded by the hyperscalers themselves.
Yeah, and it's funny because when you really look at this week's premium I wrote, I actually went and looked for like the revenues of AI companies. I looked all over them again. It's pretty much an industry of people who turn $100 million into a few million dollars or a couple billion dollars into $100 million. That is the economics of the AI bubble. Most of these companies have somewhere between 2 and 8 million subscribers, which sounds like a lot, but it's pathetically small. I also was suspicious of the revenues of OpenAI and Anthropic. They're claiming they're making over $1 billion a month. Really, especially Anthropic, who as like this time last year was making like a couple hundred million a month. You suddenly are making $1 billion or $2 billion a month. So suddenly, and no one else within the software stack has seen a lack of sales as a result. That money is just coming out of nowhere? Is it just like the software market is just expanded by several echelons? Because when you remove Anthropic and OpenAI, no one's really making that much money. Like nobody else, no one even close. If Anthropic's making $1.1, $1.2 billion a month, if they say. Cursor, like one of the largest AI coding companies, like the second largest behind Claude Code, I'd say. They're making what, $110, $120 million a month? No one is close to Anthropic and OpenAI. And it's convenient to say, okay, well, maybe it's because they're so good. No, I don't take that either. Like, Alibaba's not seeing that much growth. They're only losing money. Minimax, who's a publicly traded Chinese AI company, I think they made $50 million of revenue and lost over $200 million doing so. Wow, just these businesses are so good. All of the very popular models that aren't OpenAI and Anthropic are making piddly amounts of money. They're making absolute tons. Just very suspicious of it. But removing those two, I'm not sure who the customers of the data centers will be. If the idea is that, oh, we will just sell this capacity to OpenAI, Anthropic, or the hyperscalers, your choice is two unsustainable companies that are desperate to go public, or hyperscalers that have proven historically to just fire their vendors whenever they want. They have legal teams big enough to do so. I know that Microsoft is doing a $10 to $17 billion deal with a company called Nebius, building a data center out in Vineland, New Jersey. It's a publicly known information that they have strictures in their contract that if the data center falls behind schedule, they can just cancel the whole thing. So I'm not sure where the real economy is here. You've got GPUs being sold for data centers that aren't getting built. You've got data centers being built for customers that can't pay for them. You've got an industry claiming it's the biggest, most hugest thing ever. But when you look at the actual user numbers, pathetic. A couple million users here and there. OpenAI says 900 million weekly active users. No one else talks in weeklies, OpenAI. You only do that kind of thing when you're trying to hide something. They also admitted, OpenAI, in an academic study that they did last year, that they double count users when they're logged out. So if you use it on a different device while logged out, it counts as an extra user. Sure, it's popular, whatever, but it's being used as a search engine by most. And then the people in the comments and various emails I get will be like, well, AI coding is changing everything. Is it? Like, I don't even mean to be sarcastic. What is it changing? People aren't being laid off, which I'm not saying is a good thing, and being replaced by these AI models. You actually have the opposite happening. You have people writing a bunch of code with AI and having to stick around because you need people to look over it. You need someone to make sure it isn't rubbish, and even then it still breaks stuff like it did with Meta and Amazon, who lost 100,000, 200,000 orders. it's not really obvious why we're doing this, other than unless the goal was to have the most annoying hype cycle of all time, in which case, job done, everyone. We've done it. We found something more annoying than the metaverse.
If we're building all of these data centers for demand that isn't there, but then also these data centers are late, and also these data centers aren't going to be able to have the power for them once they're built. Why are people not looking at this and saying, well, that's clearly something we should maybe try and figure out not to spend as much money on?
I don't know. I mean, I have some theories. My first is that they don't know what else to do. Tech's hypergrowth era is over. They don't have any better ideas. CEOs are increasingly disconnected from productivity on every level. They have been for decades. And so these people don't really experience real problems. They don't really have any real solutions. So all they're able to do as a CEO of a company is hire people, fire people, or buy things. And AI data centers allow them to do all of the above. You get to build a data center. You get to buy GPUs. You get to hire people who are AI experts. You get to fire people who actually do the work. And if you're an executive that's just using... If you're an executive these days, all you do is go to meetings, go to lunch, and talk to yourself. LLMs are amazing for that. But if you do real work, not so much. I think that it's just the final comeuppance of turning the economy over to MBAs, to turning them over to the business idiot elite who don't actually deal with anything in reality. They, Blue Owl, apparently, according to the information, took 15 minutes to decide that they were going to fund Stargate Abilene, for example. The money people think they're geniuses, and when you ask them how they're going to work this out, their answer is, we'll work it out. We're just going to get the power. We're just going to build it. The demand will be there. It doesn't... If I had to guess, and based on knowing people in private equity at least, there are just a great many models that can prove anything. You can find a financial analyst deep within a massive asset manager or business development company who can come up with a financial model that will say anything you need it to. You can find a quant who will be like, ooh, I'm gonna work this out. I'm gonna prove that the power will be there, because what they will do is they will point at the power in progress. Power in progress. They will say, well, look, all of this power is planned. Mate, I can plan anything. I can plan and make $1 trillion tomorrow. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. But if enough people get in on the same lie, if enough people say, okay, we're all doing this, it becomes much harder not to do it for people with money. They get people from the board saying, why aren't you doing AI? You get people in your private equity firm saying, why aren't we investing in AI? Mythology grows as a result. The whole software is being destroyed by AI story, completely fictitious. Software is being destroyed by bad debt and bad business. But nevertheless, the rationality of the markets is gone. Like, that's an obvious one. But the rationality of debt and investment, and even investment within tech, is not just gone, but replaced with a fantastical level of thinking. Just a level of like, yeah, well, if we all believe hard enough, this will simply fix itself. If we all say the same thing and we all agree on it, reality will kind of cluster around it. And the reason they think that is that that's how it used to work for tech. It used to be easy for tech. Tech has had it really easy. It used to just be build more servers, make more money. Get more sales team, make more money. Raise more prices, get more money. All that you had to do is turn a knob and number go up, because their existing services still had growth to go. There's still growth for Microsoft 365. There's still growth for Microsoft Azure and Google Cloud and Google Workspace and the like. And these people had it easy. They didn't really have to do anything. All they had to do was go to meetings and be like, Synergy and all that crap. You know, we're going to growth number up. And then number would go up because they raised the prices and they would crowd out competitors. But they all agreed to do something stupid because they all had it easy. They all had it too easy, and they thought, if we do anything, these pigs will buy it. The hogs will slop up whatever we say, because they have. Look at the metaverse. The metaverse, RIP to the metaverse. They killed it. Mark Zuckerberg took out shot it. Like, they put it to the glue farm, like Boxer in Animal Farm. And everyone clustered around that. Microsoft bought Activision, claiming it was a metaverse acquisition. You had hundreds of millions of dollars put into metaverse startups. The only reason it didn't go on longer was there wasn't enough places to park your money. There weren't enough speculative things. You didn't have an easy proof of concept. Large language models are able to do an impression of labor. and thus you can do an impression of a company and thus raise money for an impression of an idea. Does the idea work? No. Big tech has actually generally not had to do anything in real life to scale. They haven't had to build anything. They haven't had to invest in infrastructure. The current conversion of hyperscalers, the big tech companies like Meta, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, they've gone from these asset-light cash machines to asset-heavy behemoths rolling around in their own filth, ever building construction. And for what? Microsoft has been working on Fairwater, their data centers in Atlanta and Wisconsin, for years. And for what? Wow, you're going to spin up hundreds of thousands of GPUs at some point? Okay, why? To what end? What's the net result? What am I looking forward to? And the answer is nothing. Well, I'm looking forward to be proven right. You know, I'm looking forward to the truth ringing out. But I just think this era is something we're all going to look back on. And kind of like Rowdy Roddy Piper in They Live. It's going to be impossible to ignore the people who were pro-AI in the future. It's going to be impossible to not look at people who are like, yeah, they'll just build the data centers, it'll be fine, and be like, I can't trust you anymore. I don't even want to share a cab with you. You're going to try and open the door while it's moving. You're going to try and open the door of a flight to get off before it's landed. I can't trust you because you thought LLMs were going to control everything, even though they didn't. And that's because LLMs are really good at conning and grifting. They are both as an actual technology and as a thing that can resemble something else and can be extrapolated from. LLMs allow grifting at a far larger scale than productivity. Because think of it like this. I read every day a comment where someone says, well, the coding models are good now. And I mean, in 6 to 12 months. And it's just like, in 6 to 12 months, I will become Spider-Man. I will find a radioactive spider and it will bite me and I will become Spider-Man. Like, we don't, and there are spiders, there's radioactivity. Why are you being an asshole? What, I'm going to become Spider-Man. That's about as realistic here. And it's sickening. And it's a direct result of a captured media industry, captured business and tech media, and also financiers that have never been punished. People should have gone to jail in 2008 for what they did. There should have been real regulations. They didn't regulate derivatives after the great financial crisis. They didn't stop anything. All they did was spank the banks a little bit and say, no, 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 you can't lend out in crazy ways. But that didn't stop the banks lending to private equity and private credit. 14% as of middle of last year of banks' large loans went to non-banking institutions like business development companies like Blue Owl. We're just going to repeat, well, repeating's wrong, the wrong word, because somewhat of a tangent, but this is still not as big as the great financial crisis, and it will not explode in the same way because there's not trillions of dollars of speculation. But that doesn't mean it won't be horrible. And that doesn't mean that big tech isn't going to look really different at the end. And I think that is actually a good thing.
Well, on that note, Ed Zitron, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider liking and subscribing. Also, you can get episodes of The Tech Report wherever you get your podcasts.